The scripture this morning is taken from the book of John, chapter 20, verses 1 to 17. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb and we don't know where they've put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and one at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading this morning.
Thanks so much to our worship team, and thank you, Debbie, for reading the scriptures for us this morning. It's so good, isn't it, just to be able to, as Neil said before, have some familiar faces, hear other people's story of what it means to be, what Easter means to them. And this morning I want to share together the title of my sermon this morning is, "He is risen. So what?" What does that actually mean? How does that affect us? I don't think that we can engage and grapple with this Easter story and for us to not be affected. For us to live a life that is affected by the Easter story, because we are salvation people, aren't we? We are people of the Easter people, as we shared earlier today. There are a few things that I think are captured by this story. And one of them is the story of Mary that Debbie read for us this morning. She didn't even recognize who was in her midst until he said her name. There's power in a name, isn't there? There's power in a name. There is power when we use different names. We know how familiar somebody is with us. She did not recognize him. She thought he was the gardener until he said her name. He said her name. And when he said her name, she instantly recognized who he was. Have there been times in your life where you have felt like, up until that God had been silent, and then you remember that moment in time where he said your name? You see, if we were to put this journey into context, they are coming to the tomb on that first Easter morning after what would have been a horrible, silent Saturday. A horrible, silent Saturday where they were trying to imagine what life was going to be like without Jesus, their leader and teacher, as she said, their Lord, with them. That he had been crucified on the cross, and now they had to imagine life without him. And that had, I'm sure that captured all of their thinking on that first Saturday. It would have captured my thinking and probably yours as well. And in the midst of capturing that thinking, she comes through that lens on that first Easter day. She goes into what is, happens when she sees that Jesus is not there. She goes and tells someone else. When we experience the risen Christ, when he says our name, when we get to experience life and life in abundance, do we join with the hymn writer of the hymn that we sang this morning? My chains fell off, my heart was free. When we experience those words, do we keep that experience for ourselves, or do we join Mary in running to tell others about him? Is it a joy that's within us that it's contagious? We want to tell others about him. There's a power in the name. For you and for me, we get to experience in this Easter time together the amazing love and that God has for us. Isaac Newton was a hymn writer in the 18th century. He wrote those amazing words, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was once lost, now found, blind, now I see." The challenge for us is to continue to be amazed by God's grace in our lives, to continue to be amazed when he calls our name. The other challenge for us this morning from what Mary and the other disciples were doing is that we mustn't look for Jesus as the crucified, but as the risen Christ. We don't want to pause at Good Friday, do we? Because pausing at Good Friday robs us of an Easter Sunday experience. We are Easter people Monday through Saturday and into Sunday every single week of the year, and we do not want to pause at Good Friday. Pausing at Good Friday means that we go for looking for the living among the dead. This morning, I want us to capture something of that amazing grace of God. We can't explain God's grace for us. We can't explain his love for us. But the gospel message that we are proclaiming this morning is that we were once sinners, and through the cross of Christ, we join with him and live a resurrected life because of, as Paul says, it is no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. In Ephesians chapter 2, these words are found. "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sin. All of us lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of the wrath." We deserved, like we talked about on Friday, we deserved death because the cost of sin is death. But we received God's grace in that space, and we get to live as Easter people, living out our salvation that is found in him, the power over sin and death. We each have fallen short of the glory of God, Paul tells the church in Rome. And that's a message for us each as well. But God came and broke through. Hallelujah. God came and broke through. God showed his way through the cross. When we were hurting and empty, God filled that void with he filled the cross-shaped hole in our lives by his Spirit. When we are captured and felt like we are in jail, we join with Paul when he experiences that the chains fell off and that he was set free. God, who is rich in mercy, blinded me with a light from heaven, Paul says. 3 days he went blind, but God is so rich in mercy, he loved me so much. Loved us so much, Paul says, that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. Ephesians 2 captures what it means to be Easter people. In the Old Testament, we see a story of the Passover and that it was celebrated once a year. Once a year. Jesus being the Lamb of God means that we can celebrate Easter every day of the year. God's grace, we've been saved. It's by his grace that we've been saved. We were dead because of our sins. God broke through because of the cross, and by his grace, we are saved. We get to celebrate this Easter experience all the year through. So he is risen. So what? What does that mean for us? It means that we can live a life transformed by his grace. He is risen. Do we respond with he is risen, or do we respond he is risen indeed because we are convinced that he is risen? We are convinced of the change that he made on that first Easter day because we have experienced salvation for ourselves. Not because of our goodness, but because of what God's goodness, not because of what anything that we've done, but because what God has done through Christ on the cross. What does the hymn writer say? Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace that has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. It is on this Easter day that we share together, and we sing God's praise. We sing God's praise not because of anything that we have done, but because he is our way maker. He is a way maker. He's the one that makes a way for us. He is the one that, when we look at life through the lens of a crucified Christ, we wonder, what is it going to be like? Because we live in that silent moment. But on Easter Sunday, God calls your name and he calls my name and wants to be in relationship with us. So as we journey today, as we journey this first Easter and we celebrate this first Easter Sunday again this year, may we capture what it means to have amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like us. The music team is going to come and join us in just a moment and is going to share with us what it means. We're going to sing that song, Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness. On that very first Easter day, Mary ran to the tomb. In the dark, she went to the tomb while it was still dark. And God broke through and he called her name. We're going to sing together those words. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper. It said in the scriptures this morning that Debbie read for us that the disciples didn't realize that Jesus had to be raised from the dead to fulfill scripture. You see, God's word is sure. God's word is sure for you and for me this morning. And as we sing these words together, may we be able to capture what they mean for us as God calls your name and he calls mine. May we be able to share together in those words that the hymn writer wrote. Amazing grace that saved a wretch like me. I saw many years ago a t-shirt that said, I'm the wretch that that song talks about. And I am. I am the wretch that song talks about. And if we were really honest, you might be as well. You're the wretch that song talks about, but it also talks about an amazing grace. That grace has brought us safe thus far, and grace will lead us home. So as we celebrate Easter this morning, take an opportunity to respond. Take an opportunity to reflect. Let's sing those words together. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness.